Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
Amanda Rando from Harness Racing New South Wales with us. How are you, Amanda?
I'm well, Cozzy. How are you today?
Good. It's just non-stop at the moment with harness racing, with the Carnival of Cups and all that sort of stuff. There's been some great racing on and more coming.
Yeah, exactly. With harness racing, it just never stops. And this weekend, locally at Menangle, they've got the Trot Feature Races. They've got the New South Wales Trotters Derby, as well as the Bulleye Trotters Cup. And there's also the Bulleye Cup for the Pacers. And interstate, we have the two Australian Pacing Gold Finals at Albion Park this Saturday night. So both worth $350,000 for the two-year-old Pacers, one for the fillies and one for Colts and Geldings, which is just fantastic prize money on offer. Both really strong fields, and New South Wales has strong representation in both of those finals, and that's why I thought we'd have a chat to Luke McCarthy this morning.
He's about to join us in a moment. I tell you what was exciting news yesterday, talking with Mick Guerin, Lazarus coming back to standard start in New South Wales. That's huge, isn't it?
Yeah, massive, massive for the breeding industry here in New South Wales and also New Zealand. So, he'll be standing here. I think he arrives in around August. So, yeah, very exciting for breeding industry. The breeding industry here in New South Wales has just gone leaps and bounds. And maybe Luke McCarthy can talk about it a bit as well, because
he's here now.
Oh, is he? Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Yes, well, Luke part owns Cobbity Equine Farm, where they stand For A Reason and Bling It On. So I'm sure he's definitely contributed to a big change in the New South Wales breeding industry in recent times. So, Luke, you there?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. So, yeah, well, you've got a big weekend ahead. You're heading up to Queensland again at Albion Park with those APG finals. You picked up a drive in the two-year-old Colts and Geldings final. You're driving Star Hunter. He's opened up at $11 with Tab Fixed Odds, now into $8, and he's drawn in Barrier 4. Do you think that's a good draw for him in that feature?
Well, I think it's a good draw, Amanda, but it's probably a shame for the race that Jellyby Nitro drew one, especially with his gate speed. He looks the standout colt of the season so far, and, you know, to be fair, I'd say from the draws we're all running for place money.
Yeah, well, where do you see the race panning out early, and where you'd be positioned, where you'd like to be positioned early?
Jellyby Nitro led easily out of Barrier 8 at Bathurst, which is quite hard to do because of the camber on the track at Bathurst. It actually tips down when you're out in Barrier 6, 7 and 8, especially 7 and 8. And he crossed him easily in the wet that night, so he'll have no problems leading. We'll have to go forward and sort of try and get up next to him, and then, you know, there are a couple of wider ones outside of us, Stanley's and Tonkin's, Emma Stewart's runner roll forward. So, you know, we're going to be 1-1-1 out two back, and, you know, hope for the best.
Well, you've driven Star Hunter in his three starts to date. He won his first two, and he was just beaten a neck in his APG heat at Menangle the other week, which is the fastest heat. You would have been pretty happy with that effort.
Yeah, he went super. He came out and went 153 on the Tuesday, which is the fastest he'd gone this campaign. So, you know, it shows that he's on the way up, and, you know, if he can get any luck in running and the favourite's not 100% spot on, we're probably one of the main chances.
Yeah, I was going to say, just outside of Jellyby Nitro, what are the other dangers do you see?
Well, I thought Smooth Bat, Steve Turnbull's horse, was as good as any colt, and he's probably come up with the second best draw. So, you know, he looks really good, and also Maxime has been, you know, really impressive as well.
All right. Well, you've also picked up a drive in the two-year-old fillies final. You're driving Ice Pick Angie for trainer Mick Doltoff, and you've had a bit of success for Michael over the years. You've driven Ice Pick Angie once before, and you've also driven against her. She's drawn Barrier 1. Do you think that's a good draw for her in that final?
Well, no doubt, especially over the mile. It's going to be hard for any of them, you know, ones drawn in the back row and out wide. So the two was really impressive its last start. So, you know, if we get out of the gate good and sit behind the leader or be handy to him, I'm sure she'll run a good race.
Yeah, the two is Pelosi, and that filly's currently the favourite with Tab Fixed Odds at $1.90. Your filly that you're driving, she's one of the outsiders, $41 into $126 now, but her Sydney form should stack up, do you think?
Look, she's a couple of her runs, she's probably been a bit unlucky, and, you know, the number driver, she's mixed. Probably wasn't as happy with her, she pulled up after or whatever, but he seems really happy with her now. I drove her at the trials early on in the season before they started racing and really liked her. So, it wouldn't surprise me to see her run a good race.
All right. Well, hopefully add a bit of value. You're sitting on 2,399 wins as a driver, and you've won most of the main feats races in Queensland before, but you've never won an APG final. So do you think you could go close this year?
Look, if Jellaby Nitro drew the back row, I'd say we're a massive chance, but just from the course, it's going to be really hard.
Yeah, all right. Then when do you head up to Queensland?
I'll just head up Saturday.
Okay. And will you spend any time up there during the Winter Carnival? That's coming up as well.
Yeah, hopefully. We usually go up every Winter Carnival, and hopefully if the horse is in the stable good enough and got some good drives, that's always a good time to be up there, especially when it's getting cold here.
Yeah, well, what are some of the horses that you could be driving in the next couple of months up there?
If Cash and Flow kept going good, he was probably a touch disappointing last start at an angle, but he hadn't raced for 5 weeks, so I'd expect him to bounce back to his best on Saturday night. He'd be one that would look to go up. Tumbleburn, a horse that's won 3 out of 3, he's heading up there for the series, and then there'd be a few other horses out of the stable, and hopefully to pick up some good drives in the Oaks and Derbies.
Which you've won both of those features before. All right, well, thanks for your time this morning, Luke. All the best for Saturday night, and hopefully you notch up your 2,400 winners up there in one of the features.
Thanks, Amanda.
So there you have it, Cozzy. Luke McCarthy is one of our top drivers here in New South Wales and one of our top drivers in Australia. And he has won pretty much every feature race up in Queensland. His driving career kicked off up there. So it'll be great to see him win one of the APG finals on Saturday night.
Terrific. Good on you, Amanda. We'll talk to you tomorrow when we go on the pace again.
I look forward to it. Thanks, Cozzy.